the Jordan, okay? And he sends the priest ahead of them. The water stops, and then let's continue. And it says the salt sea completely cut off, so the people crossed over the opposite of Jericho. Verse 17, the priest who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of in the middle of the Jordan, while all, can you say all with me?
All
the Israelites passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Now, they have just split the sea. All the Hebrews have to do. It's springtime. I don't even want to have to get to the other part. We could get to this. Watch. Okay. Go to chapter 5, verse 10. It says, on the evening of the month, while they camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated Passover. Where? On the other side. So that means before Passover, they were already crossed over. So when every people were trying to tell me, no, there won't be a Passover until after, I'm trying to tell them, look, the Bible is consistent in telling you that there's a Passover and Yeshua is the one who takes you over, and it happens before Passover.
Yes.
I have three witnesses in the Bible that says the event that you're waiting to see happens before Passover. Okay? Now, every time there's a deliverance in water has to be split. Did you notice that? The waters have to divide every time there's going to be a deliverance. They're coming out of Egypt, Moses touched the water. The waters stand up, they go right through. Here is Joshua. Joshua, I'm about to deliver the people over to the promised land. Moses couldn't do it, Yeshua is going to do it. So he split the water, and they walked through. Elijah and Elisha. Elijah's about to go to heaven. He goes to heaven, but they have to split the water. And then Elisha splits the water to come back. So all of these symbols have to be seen in the scripture, because God is trying to lead all of us to the main scripture of the Bible, which is Psalms 117. Let's go there. I can't do a Bible study on this today, but I want you guys to know this. Look, Psalms 117 divides the whole Bible.
Yeah.
It's the splitting of the water of the Word of God.
Yeah.
You understand? There's 594 chapters on that side. There's 594 chapters on that side. And 117 sits right in the middle. And then the verse tells you, this is what God says. It's only two verses. Praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. Extol him, all you people. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. So he's telling the Gentiles, rejoice and praise God. Why? Because this is where the division happens. Mm-hmm. It's in Psalms 117, and everybody in the world was waiting for the rapture in 2017. And not without cause, because 2017 is the most interesting prophecy in the Bible. It ends 6,000 years of counting. It's the end, it's the 120th Jubilee. There's so many, we could go through all of this that's telling you something big is going to happen in 2017. 2017 came, everybody's waiting. We have blue moons. Eclipse. Yep. So everybody's on edge. Nothing happens. God says, I can't call Eleazar out of the world till I need 4 days. I know it's dead and it's miserable, but I need 4 days. I need 2018, 19, 20, and 21. And in 21, I'll call you out. Remember, it's 21 till April 2nd.
Right.
Okay? It's before Passover, April 2nd. I need time to call you out. Okay? So we get to this year, and I'm trying to explain to you, like, God is doing a thing on my brain, you guys. I can't wait to get home to study some more. When he gave us 2017 and he divided the Bible, he said, this is the Passover. This is where I'm going to divide the water for the next deliverance. Where? In Psalms 117. And by doing that, he gave us a prophecy in 117 that blows our minds. And I can't do it today. But wait a minute, I'm going to show you something. And I showed Drea, and I was able to show Drea in less than 5 minutes, right? Okay. Okay. And she got it. So I need you guys. Drea's pretty smart, though. I use Drea when I'm watching movies I can't explain. I go, what just happened there? Just wait till the next scene. Okay. I'm going to write up here this letter. It's called Chai. Okay? Well, that's the word in Hebrew for life. See there? That's the word for life. Its numerical value is, this is a 10, and this is an 8. 18 is its numerical value. Now listen, when you go to a Jewish, Orthodox Jewish synagogue, you can give, but you have to give in increments of 18. You can't give $24, you gotta give. You can either give 18 or double that, and yeah, like that. You have to be in increments of 18. Because it means life, right? So your giving has to be in accordance with life, okay? Now, in the Bible, there are 1,189 chapters, okay? On this side, 594 on this side, and in the middle is one chapter, because these two would equal to what? 1188. See there? Now, if we divide the chapters and we put Psalms 117, right in the middle, this becomes the chapter that divides the Bible. Okay? Now, this numerical value has the same numerical value as the scripture that we all know. That Jesus says, I am in my Father and my Father is in me. And he says, and I want them to be where I am so that I can be in them and they can be in me. You understand? You know that scripture? That God is proclaiming that God is in me and I'm in God. And I want you to know that I can be in you and you in me. Okay? What's the numerical value for high? 18. So this right here is life. This is the numerical value of that life. It's 18. What's in the outside? Another high, life. So it's life inside of life is the fullness of all the chapters of the Bible except one, which tells you the way you get to life is to take out this one and put it in the middle. So Psalms 117 is going to give us life. How? Because it's going to divide the waters and take you through. Okay? Now, there's 66 books in the Bible. 66 times life, 18, equals 1188. Not 1189. Because 1189 is the fullness of all the chapters. So why is it one short? Because that one is here. So now Wednesday, we have to go back through this again. Because you know what? I'm trying to explain to you. Psalms 117 said something's about to happen. Okay? Psalm 17 says, I'm about to divide the waters and bring the people through. Okay? It divides the Bible because every time there's a deliverance, there has to be the water being divided. Every time there's a jubilee, somebody has to announce that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. Who did that for us in 2017?
Trump.
Who did it for us in 1967? The Six-Day War. Who did it for us in 1917? The Balfour Accord. So it's always, God is always going to be consistent. So here we are on the fourth day, and on that first day, they said, the place where the fig trees are dried and dead, that miserable place, he says, Lazarus needs to come out of there. Okay. Let's wait 2021, and then let's call forth Eleazar out of the world. When Eleazar leaves, can he leave without a bride?
No.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. When Eleazar got called out, could he leave before Passover? No. He was already called out before Passover came. Can there be a wedding before Passover? No, they did the wedding before Passover. Can Yeshua or Joshua cross them over to the other side before Passover? No, they're having Passover when they get to the other side on the 14th of Nisan is Passover. Now, what's the importance of Passover? And this is it, Pastor Man, I'll let you have your time. The importance of Passover is this. A king in the nation of Israel gets crowned on Passover. You can't get there after Passover. You have to get there before Passover for the crowning ceremony.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
This is why I'm trying to say, you know, other than we're about to have a world war, 666 and all this stuff going on, right? Other than that, that can show you the book of Revelation is about to happen. I'm trying to explain to you, they took Jesus inside the praetorium in the royal chamber where you crown a king, and they beat him with sticks and punches in the face, and then they put a crown of thorns on his head to mock him because they knew it was the 14th of Nisan, and this is when Jews really usually celebrate the coronation of a king.
Wow.
They didn't do it for no reason.
Wow.
He was saying he was the king. He said, "Hell, this is the day you crown a king." So Jesus had a mock ceremony. But the Lord said, "You wait. You're about to go to a real ceremony." Praise God. We'll pick it up on Wednesday night.
Thank you, Pastor Sam.
Okay. Hallelujah.